We're going to have three sessions today. The first session will be lesson number 33 in the parable of the labor unions versus management. We're going to see a short movie today that's going to cap off that study. And as things played out, I found it agreeable that we would have this done on a Sunday so that more people could see it. I discovered subsequently that what you're about to see is in the public domain. So if our techs are able to post this with the class notes on the website, then people can see it afterward. I also sent out the link to a YouTube presentation of it for those who are out in Dorito land this morning. And if you're subscribers to class notes, you have that information. A little bit of a lead into this. This goes back to the initial study of the parable found in Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. We emphasize the establishment approach there to the parable of the laborers, and we compare the principles of capitalism with those of socialism by noting how the former is based on absolutes while the latter vacillates according to what is expedient. And that is the danger that we face today, is the expediency of those who subscribe to progressive ideology. It affects the thinking of those in management with regard to free enterprise, and certainly so among those who are classified as laborers or employees. The principles of free enterprise, private property, the profit motive, and expansion are the foundational principles of capitalism. And on the other hand, socialism seeks equality until equality is perceived as being unequal compared to the time and labor invested. Then the attitude opts for establishment rationales but ignores the right of the property owner to dispense of his possessions as he sees fit. We saw this flip-flop among the labor union in Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. They originally agreed to a contract that they would be paid a denarius or fair day's wage for their work over a 12-hour period, but at the end of the day, they wanted to be paid according to the time put in, not according to the desire of the man who owned the business and therefore had charge of who got paid what. The threat of socialism, which is the prelude to communism, is afoot in our nation today and has made great headway over the past half century. It has gained significant momentum over the past 2 years. Things were not so far gone 68 years ago, as today's final increment of our study will confirm. The short 9-minute video that you're about to see is a tutorial on the way free enterprise works and how socialism and communism do not. Here are the liner notes from the DVD case that gives a synopsis of this 1948 film entitled Make Mine Freedom. This phenomenal, classic, animated propaganda film has the basic Cold War anti-communism theme, but talks about it in a unique and entertaining way. A traveling salesman called Dr. Utopia, selling bottles of ism, which is the code word for communism, takes in four unsuspecting dopes who believe his promise about the power of ism to solve all of their problems. They sample his wares, falling into a waking nightmare where they get a nasty taste of the lack of freedom they would face after relinquishing control over their factories and their farms to the parent state. We should note here that the solving of problems by the ism. Communism is considered a problem-solving device by people in our country today. It has the camouflaged title of socialism. The problems that are cited today are inequality, unfair wages, industrial pollution, high profits, bonuses to executives, and the list goes on and on. Now, when a lone politician dares speak up, he is brainwashed and later shown with a phonograph on his head playing "Everything is Fine" over and over. When the politicians stand up today and say, "We have not spent too much money, we're not that much in debt, what they're saying is, everything is fine. In the end, the character John Q. Public, the claims about the way communists try to incite race hatred, class warfare, and religious intolerance, and the townspeople drive Dr. Utopia out of town, pelting him with bottles of ism as he flees. Well, the company that released this film on video criticizes it as a piece of capitalist propaganda. However, it is apparent from a biblical worldview that the writers of this film's script were observing signs of historical downtrends almost seven decades ago. Their insight is reflected in this humorous cartoon clip, which serves as a finale to our study of Matthew 20, verses 1 through 16, the parable of labor unions versus management. Here now is Harding College's Make Mine Freedom.
America is many things to many people. To a 17-year-old kid, it's the malt shop on the corner. To Grandpa, it's the front porch in the cool of the evening. To Mother and her family, it's church on Sunday morning. And to Dad, it's his favorite relaxation. It's the Cracker Barrel philosophers in Crabtree Corners. And it's the tycoons in Wall Street. It's all races, creeds, and religions. It's freedom to work at the job you like. Freedom of speech and to peaceably assemble. Freedom to own property. Security from unlawful search or seizure.
Where's your warrant, Flatfoot?
The right to a speedy and public trial. Protection against cruel punishments and excessive fines. The right to vote. And to worship God in your own way. It is these freedoms that have made America strong.
Okay, so we got our freedom. But management's lousing up everything.
Labor is at fault. It's ruining the country.
My constituents, as your elected representative, I can assure you labor's right. Management's right. I'm strictly neutral.
Labor, management, politicians, phooey. Oh, they can't tell corn from oats.
Why?
Hurry, step right up, folks. Here's the answer to your problems. Dr. Utopia's sensational new discovery isn't. Ism will cure any ailment of the body politic. It's terrific. It's tremendous. Once you swallow the contents of this bottle, you'll have the bountiful benefit of higher wages, shorter hours, and security. Enormous profits. No strikes. Remember, you're the big boss. Government control. No worry about votes. Name your own salary. Bigger crops. Lower costs. Why, Ism even makes the weather perfect every day. And now then, because we are introducing this amazing item for the first time in this country, it isn't going to cost you 1 cent. All you have to do is sign this little scrap of paper, and you get your bottle absolutely free.
I hereby turn over to Ism Incorporated everything I have, including my freedom and the freedom of my children and my children's children, in return for which, said Ism promises to take care of me forever.
Pardon me.
And who are you, my good man?
I'm John Q. Public.
Ah, my fine friend, you're just in time to share this generous and gigantic offer. Sign right here.
Mind if I read it first?
Hurry up!
Keep your shirts on, boys.
including my freedom.
Freedom? Well, sign away my freedom. Why, this is ridiculous.
Don't be corny, brother.
Sure, our system of free enterprise isn't perfect. But before we throw it away for some imported double talk, let's turn the clock back a few years to see what it's done for us. For example, back in the 1890s, Joe Doakes was just a guy who liked to tinker around his barn. Some people thought Joe was lazy. Some even thought he was nuts. But one day, he had an idea. And because he was free to dream his dream and tinker, Joe had a chance to make something of himself and his idea. So... of course, some people didn't think so much of Joe's idea. But that didn't stop him. So Joe got some money from young Aunt Minnie and Uncle Angus and Grandpappy and Mr. Titus. When Joe's friends and relatives used their savings to help him buy tools and property, they were capitalists. Don't blush, folks. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Now, naturally, Joe needed some help. So he hired Willie Lumpkin, who was out of work anyway. And before long, Willie had the know-how and became skilled laborer. Because capital, management, and labor worked together, Joe's idea grew. It grew and did things even he never dreamed of. Today, the automobile industry provides millions of jobs that never existed before. And remember, this is a story of only one industry. There are thousands more scattered all over the United States whose history of development is pretty much the same. We've built a country under the American system that sends more young people to high school and college than all the rest of the world combined. Why, even in the Depression, our wages bought more food, clothing, travel, and entertainment than the wages of any other people in the world. Our country has a national income equal to the total national incomes of any other six nation in the world. With only 7% of the Earth's, we drive 70% of the world's automobiles. That's just a sample of the things the capitalistic system has given us in only 160 years. Before signing up, you boys ought to try a little taste of Dr. Ism's formula to see what you'd get in exchange for your freedom. Go ahead, try it.
You can't do this to me! I'll strike!
The state forbids strikes.
Wait till the union hears about this!
Ah, yes, the union. Welcome to our ranks, number 1313.
I'll take this case to the Supreme Court.
The state is the Supreme Court. Our decision is as follows. No more private property. No more you.
And the firm voted to put a stop to this.
Farmers don't vote anymore.
What'll I do for seed next year?
You won't have to worry about next year. The state will do your planning from now on.
We must fight to regain our freedom, or everything is lost. Everything!
Everything is fine. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. Everything is fine.
When anybody preaches disunity, tries to pit one of us against the other through class warfare, race hatred, or religious intolerance, you know that person seeks to rob us of our freedom and destroy our very lives.
And we know what to do about it.
Now, gentlemen, no violence, please. And don't throw those bottles. Don't throw those bottles! Stop! Oh, no, no!
Working together to produce an ever greater abundance of material and spiritual values for all. That is the secret of American prosperity.
The interesting thing about that movie is it was produced by a small Bible college down in Arkansas, Searcy, I believe. I did a little research on Harding College. It's now Harding University, and it is an adjunct of the Church of Christ. It was done in 1948, which is 68 years ago. I think I was seven. But it shows you that there were those who could read historical trends even 68 years ago. So much of the things we saw in that little short clip of 9 minutes are evident today in our society. And those that were a little bit beyond what presently is obvious are on the horizon if things continue to go as they are. I mentioned down in Shreveport that elections are actually polls. And it's not a poll to determine how one would vote or how one would go toward one party or another. It's a poll to determine what is in the inventory of the souls of those who go to the ballot box. And there is a sequence of scheduled revolutions in our country that are provided by the Constitution. And the next scheduled revolution for this country is on Tuesday, the 2nd of November. And that's where the Lord will take an inventory that day on what is in the souls of the pivot, souls of believers in Jesus Christ, and he will determine who he will write off on for the next several years in our system of government. Those that go to the polls come from every nick and cranny of the Commonwealth. There are those who are unbelievers, who are progressives. There are those who are believers who are confused, but there's a small cadre of believers who have establishment viewpoint, and they have a clear understanding of the laws of divine establishment, the four divine institutions, and the Word of God circulating in their souls. They're the ones that Jesus Christ references. When it's all over again, we will determine whether as a nation we've decided to ride with God or ride with the devil. Heavenly Father, we're grateful to you for the opportunity and privilege of studying these things today. It is our prayer that the Holy Spirit will take them, use them, activate them, put in long-term memory in our souls, so that we might be able to recall them when necessary as we move through the hostile environment of a fallen world. Motivate and encourage us by the fact we have knowledge that is superior to that of Cosmos Diabolicus, therefore Defense Department against the assaults of the dark side. And we lift our prayer in the name of Christ our Savior. Charis human kai irene plethun thai e in epinosai, tu theu kai iesu tu kuriu himon. And now may grace and prosperity be multiplied unto you by means of your knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Amen.